היו חי סורו, 100 שונו ו-20 שונו, 7 שונו עם שני חי סורו. Famous Chazal that explains that Sori Menu was Zeiche to have this kind of a life where she, it sounds like what she did was she captured all of the milas of all the different stages of life and she put them together. Rashi says, L'kach nichtav shono b'chol klal u'klal lo yimar l'cho shekol achad nidrash la'atzma. Each one, each shona is telling you yidarshan on its own. She was a bas kuf ke bas chof. She had the milas of a 20-year-old l'chet for Naveris. Ma bas chof l'choto, just like a bas chof that didn't do Averis. Av bas kuf p'l'chet. U bas chof ke bas zayin l'yef. All the Mefarshim ask, this is a very difficult medrash. Right? Because somebody who's 20 years old is not any in any way, shape, or form not away from chet. That's the prime chet time in life. Chof. That's why Rashi gives a little bit of a twist and some have that girsa. The girsa in the medrash is chet. Right? Some want to stick in the term oinish. Rashi puts that in too. Because we know up until age 20, there's no oinish shamayim. Shamayim, there's no oinish. Even that's not so clear. Halachically speaking, even that's not so clear. Because the truth is that oinish shamayim till 20, if you're going to tell me there's no oinish shamayim till 20, so then does a person who's mechalel Shabbos as a 15 or 18 year old, do they bring a kol mechatas? Of course they do. Koras, even if you only bring a chatas for a chiyuv koras. There's a famous shaila, does a child under 20 make a hagoymel? Hagoymel l'chayovim. There's no chayovim. Right? So it's not even so simple, the oinish shamayim, what it even means. Some say oinish shamayim only means really undefined punishments. Meaning, whatever the Torah clearly gave, Koras or this, or, and you did that, of course there's oinish shamayim. Once you reach bar mitzvah, so you're bar oinish. But for shamayim to do a specific oinish for a specific chatorim that you're doing, that shamayim holds off on until a benchov. Right? In other words, for an undisclosed punishment. Disclosure, of course, they're punishments for Pachas Milchov. But however you learn, even that's not so clear. And if you think about it, praising somebody, why is it a praise that they're without Einshin? That's an administrative process of Shamayim that till 20 they don't give certain Einshin. Okay. So why is that a Chshivas that you're like that? To say I'm without Averis, that's a Yichas. Not Averis. Say, I'm not being punished. I'm getting away. Really what's happening is a child before the age of 20 gets away with certain things. Okay. Why is that a praise? We're praising Sarah at what? If anything, you'd want to praise her that she's not a baschet. So you should say, she's kibah zayin. See, if we would have switched this around a little bit, it would have made a lot of sense. She's a baskuf, kibah schof liyoyfi, and kibah zayin lechet. That would be great. Chof is a time when a person is very attractive. And Zion is when a person is without Averis. For some reason, Chazal saw differently. Zion is Yoifi, which we don't really get. That Zion is, now again, in the olden days was different than today, there was maturity. But still, it's hard to imagine that there's a qualifiable difference between a Bas Zion and a Bas Chof and Yoifi. In our days, we would only think of it as a positive direction in the Bas Chof. Even if we're going to say, well, it's very hard to say that even in the time Bimei Kedem, that the beauty of an individual disintegrated by age 20. It's not Mestavle. So what, why is the drosh even in that direction? It should be bas kuf ki bas zayin l'chet. That means she had no averis. And she was a bas chof l'yoyfi. A normal 100-year-old is fakfetched and fadost. And she was like a 20-year-old. But Chazal spun it differently. So you have to know what is the biur in this Chazal. And if anything, a bas kuf usually has less averis than a bas chof. If you think about averis, bas kuf is usually more in the proper mindset than a bas chof. But anyway, so this definitely needs clarity. The pasuk says, "Vatom asora b'kiryas arba, vayovei avrom lispoid l'sora v'lufkaisa." Now on that pasuk, "Vayovei avrom lispoid l'sora v'lufkaisa," Rashi tells us the medrash. Nismacha misa sar la akedas Yitzchok. Why does it put Sarah's death next to akedas Yitzchok? Lefi shal yedei besuras akeda. She nizdamin b'no l'shchitev kemat shaloi nishchat pocho nishmosa. Umeis. Because she almost died. And then she died. She heard he almost died. She heard he didn't die. And then she died. So everybody asks, why is this drasha found on this pasuk? Should be on the Vatom Asor. The drasha is not on Vatom Asor. The drasha is Vayovei Avram Lispoid Lasara Vilufkoisa. Avram came to eulogize Sarah. Over there we make this whole thing. Why is Sarah's death found near the Arkadian? It should really be on the first pasuk, Vatom Asor. So Shlomo Kluger had a brilliant teretz. Shlomo Kluger says, Sarah Imenu didn't die because she heard about the Arkadian. Look at the Medrash. It says she heard that there was an Akedah, and then she heard that there wasn't an Akedah, and then she died. So he says, what did she die from? She died from being concerned that Avram or Yitzchak wasn't Oymid ben Yisrael. She heard there was an Akedah. There was supposed to be a test for Avram and Yitzchak. And then she heard the Inshachtim. So she was concerned somebody wasn't Oymid ben Yisrael, either Avram or Yitzchak. So that thought killed her. Says of Shlomo Kluger, that was Avram's hespit on Sarah. This is the kind of woman she is. Vayavay Avram lispoid l'sora. What was his hespit? His hespit was, this is why she died, because of she thought that we weren't Oymid in the Nisayin of the Akeda. That's why this drosh is found on this pasuk. Vayavay Avram lispoid l'sora. Says of Shlomo Kluger, this was the hespit on Sarah, man. Very a goyish idea. Definitely not posh pshat.
Can we have a question that say that Avram had to stay up the whole night before to convince her to
be? Yeah, these are obviously all different. Okay. Not gonna go into all the other caches. I'm going to go straight to Eliezer going to get Rivka, and it's very clear that the Torah goes out of its way to go through tremendous arichas of what happened with Avram sending Eliezer and what Eliezer did, and the Torah goes on to say not only what happened, but tells us what Eliezer was thinking, and what Eliezer was saying to himself, and then Eliezer repeating what he was saying to himself to love and so. I mean, it's the redundancy is mamish coming out of the pesukim. So Chazal over here come and say, "Yofis yichoson shall have the yofis miteroson shall ba." It's more yofis, it's more beloved to read about the avdei yofis, to read about the slaves of the yofis, than the Torah of the bonim. Because when you get to the parshiyos later on in Shmos and Vayikra, where we learn out the halachas. Over there, every word is counted. Every letter is counted. And here, saying stories about Eliezer, the Torah has all the time in the world. And all the words are available, as many words as you'd like. So the Chazal say, from here you see, Yofes Yichosen Shal Avdei Yofes Miteroson Shal Bonim. So everybody asks, okay, but why is that like that? Good, you tell me a fact. You're not answering the question. Question is why? You tell me, well, Azay is. Why? Why is it more? Shouldn't it be more important? Makabehemi Shalmena? Shouldn't that be more important to us than what Eliezer was saying to himself? And what he then told Basul, and what he told Basul, what he said to himself. Very similar chazal is found at the beginning of the parasha, where the Torah elaborates Avram's purchase from the Moros Machpelah. And here, chazal tell us that this is like the Aseres HaDibros. Kol HaMevare HaMekhoi Shalo Yisei Tzadik is like learning the whole Torah. Taka says 10 times, the psukim of Avram and Ephron, and it's Keneged Aseres HaDibros. Very interesting chazal, that it's so important, and Taka the same type of thing. Avram coming, he told the B'nai Ches like this, Ephron Yoshev is like B'nai Ches, Eretz Abba, the whole Shakla Vatarya, tremendous details. And again, we see that Mevarer, the Loshon of Chazal's Mevarer Mekhoi Shaloi Seit Tzadik, is equivalent of learning the Aser Tzadik. What's up, Shanda? In the same vein, the Gemara says in Bava Basra that when the Satan came to discuss who was the greatest man to live and was Mekatrig on Eve, so the Satan tells the Rabbanu Shalom, Shatati b'chol olam, I went in the entire world, and I didn't find anybody like Avram. Avram is the greatest man of all time. Now, if you look at Avram's lifetime, there are many things that the Satan could have given as an example to illustrate Avram's uniqueness, whether it's chesed, whether it's his mesiras nefesh, or kazdim, whether it's hakedas Yitzchok ben Avram. I mean, Avram's life was a life of mesiras nefesh. What does the Satan pick? This is the Satan. Shatati b'kol olam. V'loi matzosi ka'avdecha ka'avram. Avram is the greatest. In all time. You know why? You promised Avram Avinu a land that he's going to own the whole country of Eretz Yisrael. And yet, when he couldn't find a piece of property and he had to buy a little cave for top dollar, he didn't complain. Lo Yisrael. I understand it's a nice thing. But on the scale of events of Avraham Avinu's lifetime, to me, I wouldn't even put it onto the scale. If I was thinking on my own, I wouldn't even put that on the scale. So he did this very nice. He bought a grave for his wife. He shouldn't have really had to pay for it. It's really his land. But that's, from all of Avraham Avinu's accomplishments in life, that's the one that the Sutton picks. It's a tremendous power. So I would say like this, that there's really one theme in the whole parasha. That's really what's coming to teach us in, through different ways, what the Torah is telling us, but it's different ways. First, let me explain to you, Avram, this is a yesod I came to years ago, and I think this yesod we could weave through all the inyanim. I tie it that in life there's two kinds of nesyonos. There's two kinds of tests that people have in life. One is a person has a test, and they know it's a test. This is a test. Yeah. So when you know something is a test, it's a test. A, you prepare for it. You are prepared. You're being called for a test. Okay? Most people don't speed when they're going for a driver's license on the test. Even if they have a tremendous yetzer hara to speed, and they always speed, and they always go through stop signs. Yeah, but now I'm being tested, so I'm going to be careful. This is a test. V'chayena, v'chayena. Avraham Avinu was given unbelievable tests in his lifetime. Tremendous nesyonos. And unquestionably, it was tremendous challenge. It was a tremendous challenge to overcome them. Hakedas Yitzchok ben Avraham. Unbelievable. But Avram knew, V'olikim nisos Avram. Avram knew he was being tested. Hashem is calling him to do a task. And he gathered himself together, V'yashkem Avram, and he did what he had to do. And it's amazing. It's amazing. It's no small feat. But that's one thing. But then there's what I call Al Nisecho Shebechol Yemimon. Not Al Nisecho, Al Nisyoino Yisecho Shebechol Yemimon. There's daily nesyonos that a person has. Every day. And those are tests you're not prepared for. Those are tests you're not prepared for. Somebody gets under your skin, right? You have a business deal and it's tremendous yetzer hara to do something that's not 100%. Ashtik loshon hara. Tremendous yetzer hara at the time. And it's not an official test. Dear people, it's much easier to be nechshol. The Satan came and he said, I know Avram Avinu has all these milas. Tremendous milas. Avram lived a life. He went through the biggest nesyonos. But the biggest raya who Avram Avinu was when something wasn't a test. And when he wasn't prepared for it. When a wife of over 100 years dies, a person is not in his regular state of mind. He's not prepared. He's anything but prepared. Right? He's in a state of mourning. And in that state, a person just does whatever they've developed their natural instinct to be. And says the Sutton, what was Avram's natural instinct? To be Makabal Ba'avel. That's the greatest raya. That's bigger than all the Nisyanis. Because that was a natural reaction of what Avram Avinu himself developed himself to be. That's the biggest madrega. That's the highest madrega. Now we talk about Sarah Imenu. So, when Sarah Imenu died, so the Torah is now telling us who Sarah Imenu was. Sarah Imenu was a person that has developed herself into such a human being that she took all the milas of every stage in life with her. And that's, the Zohar HaKadosh says later on in the parasha of Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim. Why does he use the lashon bo bayomim? Because if you look at life, people have different stages in life where they have different milas. Where naturally they have certain instincts, right? Where it's easier for them. Certain things are easier at different times in life. And each stage of life gives you that level. The Zohar HaKadosh says, why is a ben chof not punished? Why talk as they know Misa Shemayim for Ben Chof? So the Zohar says a very interesting thing. Loi nishlam adaitai. Under 20, a katan does not a bardas. When you reach bar mitzvah, you're called a bardas. But the shlemus of das, the completion of one's mind, is not there until 20. That's at 20, then there's a shlemus hadas. Then there's a person reaches a level of shleimus hadas, and then they're fully responsible. In other words, bar mitzvah makes you responsible, but there's still episah, a shleimus hadas, that's missing. And the Zohar goes on to say that a person up until the age of 20 is more a tamim, in a way. Tamim. They haven't developed their own thinking yet. So when they do things, it's more betamimus. It's betamimus. Sorry, Menu. And when it says Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, the Zohar says, Avram Avinu had all the milas. He had the tmimus of a 3-year-old. A 3-year-old, in a way, when you look at a 3-year-old, the emunah that a 3-year-old can have, in a way, is some emunah that no adult can have. It's Rabbanu Shalom. Simple. It's Rabbanu Shalom. That's all. There's no chochmas. As somebody gets older, they have kashas. And then they can work on their emunah. Unquestionably, as you get older, you can become more sophisticated and have more of an appreciation of your emunah. At the same time, you have more questions. You have more dents and quirks in your emunah. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Avram Avinu had Al HaMailos. He had the development of a Zokein Bo Bayomim, and he had the tmimus of a 3-year-old. No kashas under Rabbanu Shalom. Everything is like the Chazal tells by the Akeid, the Adam Ubehemot Hashi Hashem, Avram had no kashas. You many kashas. No kashas, like a 3-year-old. Hashem told me there's so many contradictions. No contradictions. Sora Imenu maintained that tmimus of a person who can't be a Barayishim. She maintained that Maila. Sora Imenu's Yoifi, and this I was Masber once by Richa's Godel. Later on in the parasha, it says, V'ish lo yado, it says by Rivki Menu. Nobody knew her. She came to the well. It says she was a besula, which a basul is a chiddush, because in those days it was all pritzus, and all those girls who lived there were not basulim. The pasuk testifies about Rivka, basula, the ishlo yada, nobody knew her. So the Yerushalmi says in Ksubis, the ishlo yada, no man even asked her. She never got asked out for a date. That's what it says. It's v'ish lo yidah. So I asked the kasha on this Yerushalmi. Is that a maila? Imagine I read you a shidduch. I said, this girl, she's an unbelievable girl. She's tzniastic. She says, and not only that, no man even ever asked her wants to have a date with her. It's not a maila. Fuck out. If you tell me everybody's running after her, it's a maila. She must be a malas maila, right? So the Torah praises Rivka, v'ish lo yidah. So the pshat that I said over then to answer the Yerushalmi is that Chazal tell us that in order for the Yetzer Hara to be shaylet, the other person has to also do something to get to you. And if a woman would act in such a way, totally not looking for you, then you won't look for her either. And that's why the mashal is 7-year-old. People are not running after 7-year-olds. There's a certain tmimus to kite of a 7-year-old, that makes it, even if you had a beautiful 7-year-old, yeah, but there's no, that doesn't have that appeal. Because the person himself has to generate the appeal. And Chazal are praising Rivka, that as beautiful as she was, she didn't generate an appeal. That people didn't even ask about her. That was Rivka. That was, sorry, Nina, Baba Yamim. She captured all the milas of life. And they became instinctively part of who she was. She was a Bazayan Leif. She didn't look to attract attention. Obviously, if she went to a place like Mitzrayim, where they will extract tumah from anything, Hamoitzi, you know, Mayim Mitzur, that's something else. But her general demeanor, that was her Mila. Her Mila was that her beauty was without an appeal. She didn't look for that. Her Mila was that her, as Shlemus Hadas that she was at the age 100, her serving Hashem was with a tmimus of a ben chav. And that was capturing all the milas of life and making it part of her instinct of who she was. Now, there's a big difference between a son and an evet. Very big difference as far as revelation. When Avram came, last week's parasha, Avram came to Hamaria. Actually, my brother-in-law is this kasha by Shalosh Shudas. When Avram came to Har Moriah, so he saw the mountain attached to the cloud. He saw the Shekhinah, basically. Onan Koshalar. So Chazal teaches the end of last week's parasha. Avram turns to Yishmael and Eliezer. First he turns to Yitzchak. He says, what do you see? Yitzchak says, I see the Onan Koshalar, I see the Shekhinah. He turns to Yishmael and Eliezer. He says, what do you guys see? Nothing. So in his mind, again, he didn't convey this to them. Am adoy malachamo. Yeah. This is like a donkey. Am adoy malachamo. Because a person doesn't see the Shekhinah, he's a donkey. He's talking about Yishmael. He called Yishmael also. I mean, Eliezer was an Eved. Yishmael was supposed to be his son. There's a whole debate between Sarah and Hagar whether Yishmael is Avram's son or not, because since he's a ben Shifcha, the Archaim says it was a whole debate. The Sarah keeps on calling Yishmael Goresh Yisahoma Hazoyz Vez B'no. Sarah Yimeinu doesn't consider Yishmael Avram's halachic son. And Avram is Vayera Hadover Beine Avram Aloydoiz B'noi. Avram keeps on calling him, it's my son. Right? And Sarah says, no, it's not your son. Finally, by the Akedah, when Avram turns to Yishmael and he says, what do you see? He says, nothing. He says, oh, I'm Adoy Malachamor. He agrees with Sarah. That's his cousin. What's the pshat in it? So I want to tell you like this. There's really a tremendous contradiction in the Torah that the Netziv is aiming on. When Hashem reveals himself to Noach, it says Hashem revealed himself to Noach to Shem, Chom, and Yafes. So the Medrash asks, Rashi brings down the Medrash. We understand Shem was a tzaddik. Yafes, okay, a shtickle tzaddik. Chom was a Rasha. Why is the Shekhinah come there to Chom? So Rashi says a Chazal, "Tzchus of the tzaddik." If Hashem reveals Himself to Noach, His children they get the revelation too. In the Schus of Neich. Asked the Netziv, very strange thing. Next parasha, Lech Lecha, it says, Hashem comes to Avram, Acharei Hipporei Loit Meimai. Says Rashi, calls man that Loit was with Avram, Hashem didn't reveal himself. Asked the Netziv, what do you mean? I thought in Parashas Neich we said just the opposite. We said in the Schus of the Tzaddik, even Chom saw the Shechina. All of a sudden now, it's the opposite. The Tzaddik doesn't get the Shechina because of Loit. So Netziv says a great word. He says, a son is an extension of the father. Biologically, halachically, it's an extension of the father. And therefore, if the Shechina comes to the father, the son by extension gets that same Shechina. The son belongs there. Whether he's doing the right thing, not that he's being shamed or the right thing, he's not being shamed or the right thing, he belongs there. On the other hand, Loit wasn't a ben. So Loit can only be zeicha to the revelation if he's on the madrege. Otherwise, not only Loit's not zeicha, he's makalko for Avram. When Avram came to the Akeda, he turns to Yishmael. He says, Yishmael, ma taroye? Yishmael says, I don't see anything. Why not? Bini, I must be goyish on mazay shves b'no. Because if it would be bini, then it would be like shem chom and yofes. Like Rashi taught us in Parashas Noach, that in the schus of the tzaddik his sons do see. Now, that's why the Torah is so mavlit, Avram buying the Maris Machpelah. Because there you see, not the conscious mice of us, but the subconscious mice of us. How the others acted when it wasn't a mivchan. Now, what's the avdei of us? The avdei of us is even a bigger raya. Because the avdei of us, it's not that we're interested in the avdei of us. The avdei of us show us who the others were. Because that shows us how the others created, from their life, created a subconscious hanhoga that even extended itself not to benom, to the evet. The ben has a natural schus to follow the father. Yofas yichosan shol avdei avos miterosan shol ponim. The avdei avos show even more who the others were than the ben does. The ben is a hemshech of the father. He has a certain inherited schus. The ever doesn't. So in a sense, when we follow Eliezer and see all his moves and how he davens and what he does, that's the my service. That's the biggest my service. And that's the pshat in the hemshech of the parsha. Okay, stop it.